What another beautiful morning. Don't you agree, Rumi? No, silly. I didn't hide your cereal again. That's already gotten old. The bowls? Oh, I have no idea what could have happened to them. But, hey, you still have the cereal at least, right? Oh, by the way, too bad about your little apartment hunting adventure yesterday. Thought I wouldn't notice. Please, you can't fool me that easily. I'm always a slither ahead of you. To think every single apartment you visited had something wrong with it. It's almost like you're cursed. Relax. It's just a minor curse. I just want to make sure you don't bail on me. There aren't too many humans who'll put up with me the way you do, so I don't want you out of my coils just yet. Now, as repayment for trying to sneak around behind my back, come here. Cuddles. Now. Hey, wait, what are you... Huh? Wait, what is this? Okay, well, if these are handcuffs, what are they attached to my tail then? Where did you get something like this? Custom made? How did you afford these? Get them off! These are sturdy. All right. Bravo. You got me. You turned the tables. Now, you can officially say that you got one over on me one time. Now, can you uncuff me? I can't even move like this. Hey. Come on, Rumi. We don't have to do this, right? It's not like I ever did anything to you out of malice, right? It's really just cultural differences, a misunderstanding. Nagas are really competitive with each other. We need to establish a dominance hierarchy. Maybe I went a little far with you, turning you into my on-demand body pillow and all, but it's just because I see you as an equal. It's a compliment, really. Look, I promise I'll start taking it easy on you, so just let me go. I mean, you can't keep me like this forever. Even I never kept you coiled up permanently. Right? Plans? Like, what kind of plans? Listen. It's not like I ever hurt you, okay? You wouldn't go that far, right? You're starting to freak me out a little. Hey, stay back. Don't you... I wasn't expecting this. I thought you hated cuddling. I'm not sure this counts as a taste of my own medicine. You can't exactly coil me with that short little human body. In fact,
With my tail up behind me like this, you can barely even get your arms around me.
All right. All right. We'll say that you're coiling me then. Can we move this to the couch? You can't be any more comfortable than I am on the kitchen floor. Yeah, I think if you help me, I can wriggle my way over. There we go. You probably should have waited for us to get over here before cuffing me. Hey, sorry, I don't mean to be critical. Look, it was a very impressive trick.
You know, for a human.
What can I say? I'm a Naga. When you grow up around snake demons, you see a lot of tricks and traps. I can tell that you don't have much practice with this sort of thing. No, you're right. I'm the one in the cuffs. I underestimated you. It wasn't the most elaborate trap, but that's probably why it worked on me. Wow. This feels really weird. No, not like that. You do just fine. As the big spoon. I just mean, I've never been the little spoon before. It's a new experience, that's all. I mean, when two Nagas cuddle, there isn't really a big and little spoon. It's like big noodle and little noodle, or something. It gets really complicated. No, it's not bad at all. It's maybe a little embarrassing, though. Hey, don't call me cute. I'm a snake demon. I'm menacing. Shut up. It's just been a while since I wasn't the one in control. It was like that a lot back home, but you kind of expect it when you're around other Nagas. I wasn't really emotionally ready for you to take control, I guess. Almost kind of suits you, though. That voice you used when you told me to hold still. I didn't realize you could sound so gruff. Well, maybe a little, yeah. I mean, at least I don't mind it too much. It's sort of a new side of you. I like you when you're all embarrassed and frustrated, but this isn't too bad. Not what you were picturing? Didn't think I'd be into this, huh? Well, I'm not entirely sure what to think about it, honestly. I'm starting to get my composure back, but I'd be lying if I said my heart wasn't still pounding. But, I'm open to new experiences. Why do you think I came to the human world in the first place? Any real Naga isn't shy about slithering into a new burrow, so to speak. So, what did you have planned next? Gonna break out a paddle and spank me?
You're telling me you bought custom-made cuffs so you could hold me down and do whatever you wanted with me, and your mind didn't go there? Oh, you're so precious. Like a pure, sweet little lamb, huh? In that case, this was a very bad idea. Because you've given me all sorts of ideas, Rumi. Please. You can't keep me like this forever. You're not a monster. You'll let go of me eventually. I wonder how these cuffs would fit on you. Anyway, this whole situation brings an important question to mind. What do you think of me? Well, I have to wonder. You claim that I'm a pest who forces you to cuddle against your will, but the second you have me restrained, the first thing you do is cuddle me back. So you say. I'm not sure this qualifies as revenge, though. If that's what you were really after, why not lock me in a closet or something? The fact that this is what you thought of has to say something, doesn't it? You're just not convincing me. I think I'll have to take extreme measures to get you to tell me. Oh, granted, there's not a whole lot I can do in this situation. Except for, well, this. You didn't really think you could hold me, did you? Don't run. Nice try, but I'm too fast. I usually like to blackmail you into cuddling with me, but I'm more than strong enough to hold you down by force anytime I want. Your plan wasn't bad, but you overlooked one crucial detail. I'm a shapeshifter. It's limited, mind you. I can take a human form, a snake form, and anything in between those two. That means that I can make my arms disappear anytime I want, which means those handcuffs were sadly useless. And as for the tail, I mean, what were you thinking? You can't cuff a tail. It'll just slide right out. Silly Rumi. I was just intrigued by the whole thing, so I figured I'd let it play out. Sure was interesting how you cozied right up to me. Please, you're not fooling anyone. I've been holding off a little on my plans for you for a while. I wanted to make sure I didn't do anything that would make you really resent me. But now I'm sure that you won't mind at all if I just do this. The look on your face says it all. You really do have a crush on me, don't you? Well, looks like you really dropped yourself into the snake pit, Rumi. Now that I know for sure, platonic cuddles just aren't gonna be enough for me. We're going to have to take things to the next level. For someone who doesn't want to be kissed, you sure are kissing back pretty enthusiastically. I'm afraid I just can't take you seriously. Not anymore. Well, as fun as this is, if you blush any harder, I think your head is gonna pop. I'd better give you a rest while I plan out how to really take advantage of all this. Oh, and I'll be taking these cuffs. Maybe I'll let you pretend to catch me again sometime. Or maybe I'll use them on you. Have fun thinking about that.